Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Samach Beis, and we're holding the last line of Samach Aleph Amud Beis, where the Gemara says, Elam Rav Ashi, Rav Chizda v'Rabba b'hai kroka miflegi. The machlokes Rav Chizda and Rabba is in the following pasuk. What machlokes? What are you talking about? Who's Rav Chizda? Who's Rabba? So go back to the top of Samach Aleph Amud Beis, the same Amud, the top, two, three lines, where the Gemara says, "Chotei lemulin al menashe yiskapru boy ad reilim bizriko." Oh, that brings back fond memories of yesterday's Mishnah, where there's a special din when it comes to Korban Pesach. It has to have minuyim. In fact, it's this week's Sedra. Rashi talks about it as well in the Parsha, that in Pesach Mitzrayim, this doesn't apply to Doiros, but in Pesach Mitzrayim, the halacha was that it had to be Menuyim. Menuyim means people that registered for that particular carp. And the Loshon HaPosuk is, Ishlfi Ochloi Tochoisu Al Haseh. And you remember we had the Gemara yesterday, that one of the Mandi Yomrim said that the word Tochoisu, Beloshon Sursi, means to go and shecht. And even the Tanakama, who didn't claim or didn't talk about the Loshon Sursi, Rashi and the Amud Bey, said, V'shachtu oisai. So there's a special din that at the time of the Shechita, the Shoichit has to have in mind those people which are Ishlefi Ochloi people, people that are able to go and eat from the Korban Pesach, both factually and legally. What do we mean factually and legally? You have certain people that factually cannot eat a kezayis of the Korban Pesach, either because they are frail and old, or because they are sick, unfortunately, Rachmon Litzlan. They can't eat a kezayis of the Korban Pesach. Or you can have a person who happens to be, unfortunately, an orel. Orel means that mesu echav machmas mila. They had a brother that never passed away as a result of the bris, and the doctor said it's not a healthy situation. The other family members should be careful. They shouldn't go and have a bris. So he didn't do it because he's a bad guy, but because unfortunately there's a potential medical issue. So, if he shechted on behalf of Arelim, the Pasuk says in this week's Sedra, V'chol Arel lo yoichel boy, and Arel's not allowed to go and eat. And similarly, if you have a person who's Tomei, Tomei means not only during the day, but at night he'll also be Tomei. For instance, at Tomei Mass, where you didn't do Hazo Ashlishu Shvi. Again, he's going to be Tomei, he won't be able to eat. As well as a person who's not a Mono, he's not on this registry, in somebody else's registry. So any one of those four categories of the people that are Einam Ochlin, or the people who are Einam Menuyim, or those people who are Arelim, or those people who are Tomeim, if the Shoichet shechted on their behalf, solely and exclusively, the carbon is possible. This is a din dafkin shchita, because the pasuk says, "Ishlefi ochli tochoisu al haseh." Fine. So, what happens if any of these things would happen b'shas lemoshul the kabbalah sedam, or b'shas the hilocha sedam, or b'shas the zrika sedam, where he has in mind for an orel, he has in mind for any one of the other four categories? He said, that doesn't apply. This special din only applies by Shechita, only Begabi Korban Pesach. Good. So now, the Gemara at the very top said, what happens if you had such a hybrid machshava? Shechote lemulin almanas shieskapru boy arelim bizrika. The first half was perfect. He shechted it for mulim. Mulim means people that had a bris mila. Okay, there's no problem with that. That's, and we're assuming, of course, that they were on the list of registrants, Rashi says. Lachila lemulin menuyin. That was perfect. No issue. And he was a tohar nishkat tamei. That's great. But the problem was, at the time of the shechita, he said, shieskapru boy arelim bizrika, that at the time that the zrika will take place in another minute or two or 5 minutes or whenever, I'm now shechting on the condition that that kapara bishas zrika should be exclusively on behalf of arelim. What's the din now? If he would have had that machshav bishas zrika, it would not have been an issue, because Arelim and Zrika don't go together. The Arelim issue is only a Shechita issue because of the Ishlefi Ochloi Tochoisu Al Haseh. The Shechita has to be on behalf of Mulim and not Arelim. However, Bezrika, this din doesn't apply. But he did it B'Shas the Shechita, Almanas for the Zrika. Like the Gemara said yesterday or the day before, the inyan of mechashvin me'avoida la'avoida. You have such a hybrid machshava from one avoida to the next avoida. So what happens now? A machloikis of Chizin, Rabbi Chizov said, Pasel Rabbi Omer Kosher. Yesterday we went through a fairly lengthy braisa, and we wanted to say that the machloikis is how we interpret the zois at the end of the braisa, but the Gemara eventually fell away from that and said, lustos kanizayn. And therefore, says Imara, we're going to have a new pshat. Ella Omer Ravashi, Rav Chizav Rabba, Bihai Krok Miflegi. The machlokes has nothing to do with that price of the Zois of yesterday, but has to do with the following pasuk. Now, this pasuk is not a pasuk that is limited to Hilchois Menuyim by Karban Pesach. This is a generic pasuk. It's a pasuk at the beginning of Vayikra. The Samach Yodai Al Roisha Oila Venir Tzaloi Lechaper Olav. And Rashi tells us that from this pasuk we learn for all the karbonois that there's a din of Shinui Balim which passels. Just like we have focused on the din of Shinui Kodesh, if you switch it from a Karban Pesach to a Shlomim, we said that's a Shaloi Lishmoi that passels. You have the same inyan Lagabe. Kol our karbonos kulam the din of shinui balim. Now, what's the din of shinui balim? The nir tzoloi, you have to miratza for him, lechaper olav for him. Who's the him? The person for whom the carbon is being brought. If you're bringing this carbon for Yankel Smith, then the zrika's got to be for Yankel Smith and not for Reuven Jones. And the more darshan's olav oloi al chaveray. Okay, so what does it have to do with our machloikas over here? Rabba sovar chaveray dumi didei. Since it says Olav v'loyal chaveroi, it's got to be a chaver who is similar to him. What do you mean similar to him? Mahu de bar kapara av chavero de bar kapara. Just like he is a bar kapara, because Baruch Hashem, he's a regular, normal individual for whom a carbon can be brought. Av chaveri also has to be a person who is a normal individual who can either have a kapara, if you're talking about a chatas or an asham, or that the carbon will be misrat, it'll be a ritzui for this individual, he brings the kapara. Okay, so normally that's the case by all kabbalists. Lafukehai, but in our case, by the Karban Pesach case, it's an orel de laba kaparu. Oh, you don't have the olav loyal chaveroi, chaveroi referring to this orel, because if you had in mind b'shas eshchita amenas sheyiskapru boy areilim bezrika, he is not in the category of v'loyal chaveroi, because the chaver by definition means a chaver who's in the same category, in the same unit, in the same class. He's got to be also bar kapara. And this orel the gabi kolar kabonois is also a bar kapara. Why? Because we had, and Gemara's going to bring shortly, that an orel and a tamik mishalchim karbonoisayim. Throughout the year, they can go and send their karbonos to the Beis HaMikdash, and the orel is not disqualified from bringing a karbon. If he cannot eat from the karbon, okay, so somebody else will eat it. If it's kachim kudishim, anyway, will be eaten by the kahanim. If it's kachim kalm, will be eaten by other eaten in Klai Yisrael. So that's not a problem. He's a bar kapara. He can bring a karbon. But he cannot bring a Karban Pesach. Why can't he? Ish lefi ochle tochoyis ravaseh. He is disqualified from bringing a Karban Pesach. Is kol orel yoichel boy. Shteik lefesh in Torah. So he's out of the category. So since he is not in the same class as the loy or the olav, so he is not excluded the loy al chaveret. So what Rabbi is saying is, when you shecht the lemulim, this orel is not in the category of an olav loy al chaveroi, because hay orel la ba kaparuhu, so he's off the charts, he's off the radar screen. So therefore, when I have in mind for that orel bishas zrika by a regular shini balim, or in our case bishas shchita with such a hybrid machshava shiskapu boy arelim, guess what? Kunish mit kunish. That is an irrelevant, nonsensical type of kavana. Because it's as if I have a kavana that instead of having for Yankel Smith, I have in mind that this table is going to have a chelik in the carbon. I'm going to do a zrika for this table, or for this chair, or for a goy. For people that are not bar kapara, that are not shayach to the carbon. A goy is also not shayach to the carbon, because it's called ben nechar. The Necha is referring to any a goy, a Gentile. So bottom line is, says the Gemara, that's why Rabba said that it's kosher, because these words that you said, on behalf of an oral that we're going to go and do a zrika for him. That's irrelevant. Dvarim betelim b'letolim.
L'sharirim
v'lechayim.
Oral is for a Jew here.
Right. The oral that we're referring to is a Jew who's not a bad Jew. He's maybe a wonderful Jew, but unfortunately his brother died in Bris. Hemophilia or whatever genetic problem he had, that unfortunately did, Baruch Hashem, they did a bris, but unfortunately he did not survive the bris, and therefore he has been advised, don't have a bris because of Mesu Echav Machmas Mila.
Pesach is exclusion of the oral.
Correct.
But that gives us understanding that regular carbon is not excluded.
Absolutely.
So why here are you excluding the oral?
Yeah, in fact, very good. By regular carbon, if it was a carbon oila, and or a karm shlomim l'mashul, and guess what happened? It was Yankel that was bringing it, and the koyin said, "I'm not having in mind or the shoychid or the zoyer kadam, which is a koyin." He says, "I have in mind not for Yankel, but for Beryl or for Shmerel or for somebody else." Then the pasuk says, "Nitzolay v'chaper love that shini ba'alim and causes the carbon to be posel." Absolutely. In our case over here, we're talking of, and let's go back again. And if it's an oil or a shlomim or another carbon, and if we have in mind the koyin b'shas zrika says, I'm having in mind, you know, for whom? For an orel, a person that never had a bris. Also, the carbon is you have a shini ba'alim from the yankel to beryl, shini ba'alim passes the carbon. However, the gabi karm pesach, an orel is not in the club of people that are miskaprim. You cannot go and be mechaper on an orel for Pesach because of the fact that kol orel ayoichel boy, he has no shaychus to the carbon. So you cannot bring a carbon on behalf of an orel. Since he has no shaychus, he's not a member of the club. So if you had in mind, instead of Yankel, who is Baruch Hashem, a gemalita, he has a bris. You have in mind for Beryl, who does not have a bris, and you have that in mind b'shas the shechita, or even b'shas the zrika, if you have in mind for shini balim, that shini balim is le'malah v'le'moyrid, because this person is not a bar kapara, and therefore he's not within the class of Jewish people that I could go and say, instead of Yankel, do for Beryl, because Beryl, the oral, has no shaychus to the Korban Pesach. And that's why Rabbi says, it is kosher. For Chizasova, Hay Oral Nami, Kim the Bar Chiyuvahu. He is a Bar Chiyuva. What's the Bar Chiyuva? He's a Yidden Klal Yisrael. He has to bring Karm Pesach. Ah, you're telling me that because he's an Oral, he cannot eat. Bar Kaparahu. He's also a Bar Kaparahu. What do you mean by Bar Kaparahu? Hoyu, the Boyim Misakin Avshay. If he wanted to, he could have a bris. Admittedly, it's a danger, at least it's certainly a medical issue, but nevertheless, it's not as if he's totally off the charts. He is within the class of Klal Yisrael. The fact that he doesn't have a bris is something which is at least theoretically correctable. He could theoretically have a bris. Oh, so therefore he is within the category of the Olav V'loy Al Chaveroi. So if we have a machshav of Shini Balim, that instead of having in mind for Yankel Smith, the one that has the bris, we're going to have in mind for Beryl that doesn't have a bris, says Rav Chizda, you're going to passel the carbon. Why am I going to passel the carbon? Because it says, Olav Leal Chavera, he's his Chaver. He is part of Klal Yisrael. He could be a Gemalata if he wanted to. Of course, again, he has to be careful with the medical issues, etc. But at least theoretically, and therefore, based on this svara of Hoyil, says Rav Chizda, the carbon is possible. Freiti Mara, so you're telling me the whole reason why Rav Chizda holds he's possible. In other words, in theory, he holds like Rabba that it's got to be someone in the same class, a bar kapar. And the only reason why he says an oral is a bar kapara is because of the svara of Hoyil. Does Rav Chizda hold of Hoyil? Vo'itmar, and we had this come already a couple of times, both in Erevin and here in Mesechtes Pesachim. What does it say? Vo'itmar oif miyontiv l'chayil, a person who went and begged from miyontiv to Chayil. Are you allowed to beg from miyontiv to Chayil? Of course not. Because although the Torah says that you're allowed to go and bake and cook on Yontif, acha ashi yochel lechol nefesh hu levadi yosel lechem, but it's got to be for Yontif itself. Otherwise, you could take Yontif and cook for the rest of the year. No. It's got to be for Yontif itself, not for Yontif. And even those that want to go and cook from Yontif to Shabbos, that's why we have, of course, a ruv defshil. But otherwise, you can't go and cook. So you cannot cook for Yontif lechem. Good. So oiver yontiv l'chayil, what happens? Rav Chizda Amar, look, he gets pet. You give him malchus for being oiver and violating yontiv. Rabba Amayin Aloika. No, he doesn't get Malkus. What's the Machlekes? Rabba Amayin Aloika Omrin and Hoyu. Kloy Lei Orchin Chazilei Hashta. Is Chazilei Hashta Nami Chazilei Veloy Laki. Says Rabba. May Ikra Din, I agree with you. A person who is going and cooking and baking from Yontif to Choyl, Avada, he should get Malkus. However, I have a Svara. We're not at the last moment, the last minute of Yontif. We're talking about this still an hour, two or three. And even though the residents of this household have all eaten and Baruch Hashem are satisfied, but guess what? Before you know it, you turn around, somebody knocks on the door. Oh, Yankel, I didn't expect you. Welcome aboard. Kim Taran. Do I have anything to put on the table for him? Uh-oh, we ate up all the food. There's nothing left. So therefore, mikloy le'orchem, were orchem to come, there's certainly a heter to go and cook on Yom. It's not a heter, it's just a din. You're allowed to go and cook on Yom for anybody that needs to eat on Yontif. So even though these orchim are unexpected, I didn't call them, I didn't email them, please come for Yontif, but nevertheless, there's always that possibility that orchim may come. So for the possibility, I'm allowed to go and cook today and have plenty for all the potential orchim. And if the orchim don't show up, we'll have it for tomorrow. So Rabbi says, "Ein loyka amrinan hoyl." So do as asfor for hoyl. The mikloyei orchim, just in case guests may arrive. Chazilei, it would be ro'oi to go and cook and bake. Hashanami chazilei, v'loy laki. So therefore, based on that hoyu, you can go and bake and you can cook, and there won't be a din of malchus. Rav Chisda Amar Loike, lo yamrin hoyu. I don't say the svara of hoyu. That maybe somebody, if somebody comes, we'll worry about it then. The Baal, nobody is expected to come. You have no right to go and do any cooking or baking today, since ultimately it's going to be for tomorrow. No good. So what do I see? Rav Chisda does not hold the din of hoyl. Rabba does hold the din of hoyl. So if anything, l'choyah have now a stira Rabba on Rabba and Rav Chisda on Rav Chisda. Because by uns, what did Rabba say? We do not say hoyl because the oil is not in the parsha. Oh, like Brother Shai just said, he's not in the parsha whatsoever. See, if it's not the parsha, when he tried to exclude him by saying that the Zrika is going to be a Menashe Iskapa Boy Arelim, he wanted to exclude him, he wanted to include him. A Menashe Iskapa Boy Arelim Zrika, says Rabba, these Devarim Batalim. What he's saying is ridiculous because he's not an Olav Ulay Al Chaveiro, he's not a Bar Kapori, he's not in the club. So that was a nonsensical type of Machshava, type of Dibur. What about Hoyle? Hoyle, he might have been able to go to a doctor to go and fix it and to go and do and go to a moyle and to have a bris. Da, da, da. We don't say Hoyle. If he goes, he goes. Rav Chiz, on the other hand, it says, you know why this Orel messes up this carbon and becomes apostle carbon? Because of Hoyle. And here, when it comes to the Oifa Yontav of the Hoyle, it's just the opposite. It's Rabu who says Hoyle umikloy le orchin, and it's Rav Chiz that doesn't hold on the Hoyle. So you want mishloim with Rabba the Rabba loy kasha. That's just nishdu gefarlich. Hachem chusser meisa, hasam deloy mechusser meisa. When do I say hoyil? Hoyil is talking about the dibur. What's the dibur over here? All I need to do is go open the door and call out, guess, come on in, Yankel, Baruch Shmuel, everybody on in, just come on in. It's not a meisa, it's just a zimun orchem. Rashi calls it lav meisa. Who? Probably because the Gemara many other times says that Dibur is not considered to be a Maisa. So all he has to do is come call someone. Once he called someone, the other person says, I'm coming over, and then you better cook and bake to have food on the table for that guest. On the other hand, Legabe, the person who is an Orel, for him to go to a doctor or to go to a Moil now to have a bris, this is not, you know, just calling up and making arrangements for guests to come. This is, you're talking about gone to surgery, exactly, and they probably have all types of anesthetics in it. Who knows? Chas v'shalom, this is a dangerous procedure for someone.
Caterer,
sure, and make sure you get all of the balloons and the teddy bears and the train that goes around and around and all the rest. Anyway, so this is Chaganza Mulacha. So says the Gemara, Rabbi, you understand. When do you say Hoyel? When it's a simple debirth situation. Just call the guest and it's fine. However, here, talking about Maisa, I don't say Hoyel. Bishlam Rabbi, the Rabbi, the Kasha, Hacham, Chusam, Maisa. That's why we do not say Hoyel. Hosam, Dloim, Chusam, Maisa. I do say Hoyel. El Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda, Kasha. And if anything, it's a big Kasha, because Madach, in a case, where all you have to do is do Zimun Ba'alma. come on in guests, you don't have to do any major maisim. You do not say hoyle according to Rav Chisda. And then alachas kam bekama, when you do have a big maisim that you have to call a doctor, meta surgery, meta anesthetics, meta ganza maisim, it's a avada and avada lechoyra. I should not say hoyle. And yet Rav Chisda does say hoyle. Every more amri kiles later Rav Chisda hoyle lekula. The Chomra Islay, says Rav Chisda, the whole Indian of Hoyel is the Mitzad Svora. That Svora I go and say for Chumrois, but not for Kulois. What do you mean? In the case of cooking on Yom Tov, to go and say, well, maybe guests are going to arrive on the scene. Oh, that Hoyel, that's a Kula. That I don't say hoyle. Over here to go and say hoyle, maybe this person can go to a doctor, he can go for surgery and take care and have a bris. Oh, because of that I want to disqualify the carbon, make it possible. For the Chomri Isla, he does hold the din of hoyle. Good. And with this we have concluded the machloikis between Rav Chisda and Rabbah. Now we go back briefly to the brisa of yesterday. What was the brisa of yesterday? Let's take a quick look at the brisa once again. Right after the machlokes between Rabbah and Rava, we had not Rava and Rav Chisda. On the fifth line, it said Omer Rabbah, reading from the fifth line of Samach Aleph Omid Beis. Omer Rabbah Mino Amidala, how do I know my halacha that it's kosher desanya? Yochel Yivso b'nei Chabura Haboim Imoy. You have one orel, and he has with him a bunch of mulin, and we tell the shoychid, we are shechting on behalf of the orel and the mulim together. What's the halacha now? It's a mixed batch of people that are, Baruch Hashem, mulim. Mulim means gemalata, normal, regular people. And unfortunately, one or two arelim that unfortunately never had a bris because of their brothers Nebuch not surviving the bris milah. So what's the din in such a case? Yochel Yivsel, I would think that the presence of the Orel would go and spoil it for the whole B'nai Chabura. So it's more of a dinu. So let's see how Orla shapes up compared to other psulim. Says Yimar, Hoyel V'Orla Poiselis, V'Tumma Poiselis. We know that Orla Pasels and Tumma Pasels, like we had in the Mishnah, that if you have in mind to shecht exclusively for Temeim, people that are not going to be tor by tonight, cannot go and shech the carbon paste. The carbon paste will be possible. So says now the brisa. Ma tuma loy osa ba miksas tuma kichol tuma. Just like by tuma, if it's all of the class, the entire menuyim, the entire class that the shoychid has in mind, are only tumayim, then the carbon is possible. However, what happens if he had a mixture, some tumayim and some tahayim, then it's kosher. How do I know that that's kosher? We'll look back at our Mishnah. The Mishnah on the Amud Aleph said, Tanu Rabbanan, not that's the Braisa, Dr. Mishnah, Shachta Shaloi Li Oichla, V'Shaloi Li Nuyav, etc. All of that is possible. But if it's Li Tmeim, Uli Tahoyrim, then it's kosher. If you have Tmeim and Tahoyrim together, it's kosher. Tmeim and Tahoyrim is kosher. It says the Gemara, just like by Tumma we say that if it's a Mikzas, it's okay. Matumali also ba miktas tumigichol tuma. We didn't say that if some of them are tumeim, as opposed to all of them being tumeim. We didn't say that that's possible. It's okay if miktas, if some of them are tumeim and some of them are tahirim, then it's kosher. Says Yimur Af Arla li also ba miktas arla gichol arla. Arla is the same din al pi svara that if you have only arelim, it's possible, but if they have arelim mixed in with mulim, then it's kosher. And then the Gemara brings or tries to bring a raya for a kid from Pigel. So now the Gemara is wondering, and we already mentioned this yesterday when we said the Braisa, why is it a dova poshit by the Baal HaBraisa, the Tana of this Braisa, that if you have a mixture of Tmeim and Tehoirim, that's certainly kosher. There's nothing to talk about. That's the Mishnah of the Yomar Aleph. Guess what? Arelim and Mulim, it also says on the Mishnah of the Amud Aleph. You go back to the very same Mishnah. It says if it's exclusively Shaloi L'Yarchlev, exclusively Shaloi L'Mnuyav, exclusively L'Arelim, or exclusively L'Temeim, it's possible. However, if it's L'Yarchlev, Shaloi L'Yarchlev, L'Mnuyav, Shaloi L'Mnuyav, L'Mulim, Uli Arelim, or L'Temeim, Uli Tehoirim, Kosher. suggests like you picked on this final case. It's only a mitzvah tumah. You say it's kosher.
You don't have to go analogize. You have it a bit explicitly.
Exactly. You don't have to analogize a parallel from orla to tumah, tumah to orla. It says explicitly in the Mishnah the same with tumah tohirim. It says lemulam lareil. So what is the braisa talking about? And that's what the Gemara is going to focus on now. Zok Gemara. We're back on Samach Beis Omer Aleph. Everybody, please mute yourselves because there's some background noise. Omeli Ma'aseh Tabreira Meri Liravina Kitani Hoyil. We said in the Brisa Hoyil V'Orla Paiselis V'Tuma Paiselis Ma Tumali Also Ba Mixes Tuma Gechol Tuma. Because if you have a mixture of Tumayim and Tahoyrim, it's a kosher carbon. Af Orla. Theoretically, logically, Layasa makes this article chalarla and it should be kosher. Explain to me what the case of tuma is. Ilema but tuma's gavri, that the guys that we're shechting on behalf of are tmeim. Umay Layasa but makes this tuma gechol tuma. What does that mean? The ikka arboa v'chamisha gavri tmeim. The arboa v'chamisha gavri tmeim. You got a mixed bunch. You got, let's say, 8 or 10 people. Half of them happen to be Tmeim, half of them happen to be Tahoidim, 4 or 5 are Tmeim, 4 or 5 are Tahoidim. What are you telling me? Loi pasli lehu Tmeim leTahoidim. You're telling me that that mixture doesn't pasl the carbon. The carbon continues to be kosher for the Tahoidim, even though it's pasl for the Tmeim. So, Freit Gemara, how do I know that? That's the Mishnah that we just learned on the Amud Aleph yesterday. We'll talk about that for later. But in the meantime, we have in our Mishnah that Tmeim and Tahoyim together, one unit, you have in mind both, it's kosher. The very same Mishnah said that nan lemulim v'areilim is kosher. Maishna tuma dipshitale. Why was tuma totally chavdava pashit? Sure, tmeim tarim avada. Or maishna orla demasapkale. If you're wondering where the Mishnah takes it from, then you have the same shaila by both. But once you know the Mishnah by tmeim utahirim, then you should know the same Mishnah by mulim v'areilim. It's in the same line, the same breath. Zukti mora elamai mushim dechzogn, that the Bryce is not referring to tumas gavri. It must be talking about tumas basar. In other words, if the carbon became tame. So, what do those words mean? You didn't have mixas tumik chaltum. Ah, dil itni chad nevarim, hay di itni sarfinale, v'ida chachlinale. Oh, very good pshat. I have a carbon. The carbon is whatever carbon it happens to be, except for a carbon oila. I have a carbon shlom. We're not talking about the pshat in the Mishnah. We're talking about pshat in the Braisa. The Mishnah Vav is talking about gavri. That's no, there's no question about that. We're saying the pshat in the Braisa on the Amud Beis that is trying to make a parallel between orla and tuma. Which tuma are we referring to?
The time of that Braisa didn't have the Mishnah apparently.
We're going to talk. We're going to go back and forth. We're not done yet. We'll talk about it. In the meantime, the Gemara is trying to bring a parallel from the din of tuma to the din of arla. So we thought until now we're talking about tuma's gavri, and we thought that he's bringing the parallel from the Mishnah, and then we're wondering if the Mishnah, if he obviously knew the Mishnah because he said, if it's a case of tameim and tahoyim, it's kosher. So probably, in all likelihood, the same thing should apply to mulam v'areim. Who he said, don't stay in the Mishnah. Not probably. That's the Mishnah. El Mai says, well, you're right. Forget about the Mishnah. We're not bringing a raya from the Mishnah. We're bringing a raya from tumas basar. The carbon became tameim. When do I say that as a result of the carbon being tameim, the whole thing is possible? If the whole carbon became tameim, what happens if only part of the carbon got tameim? In other words, they shechted the carbon, they took it to the Beis Mitbachayim, the Beis Mitbachayim that we had already in the previous Masechta. They went and we had it in the Ruchin Niskan HaKehanim, Beis Mitbachayim. Good. What happened? We were mafshit the or, we're cutting it now into pieces, and now a sheretz comes by and has a premature expiration, it dies, and it touches half of the basar of the carbon, but doesn't touch the other half of the basar.
Are they connected?
They are totally non-connected. One is on the tzafin, one is in the darm. They don't even see each other. What happens? If the sheretz touch part of the carbon, will they pass the rest of the carbon?
Why should
it? No. Why should it? Of course not. No, so, what?
Not Haver Medudelis, what was the king's
word? Exactly. If it was attached in one, even the most slender of ways, we could start talking about it. Whether it's a yad, whether it's a shoimer, here it's not touching. Zero. Gunish. So what's the din? Everybody would agree that we don't say mikzas is kikuloi. Zok timor enochemu. If one of the Avarim of this carbon became Tamei, half of the carbon, whatever, the part that is Tamei is possible, and you got to go and burn it. The Idach and the rest, and the rest is fine, there's no problem. Ah, so just like by Tumah, you have this distinction between the part that is kosher and the part which is not kosher, part which is tummy, the part which is not tummy, and the fact the part of it is tummy doesn't spoil it for the part that is tohar. Same thing over here. Even though among my category of menuyim, some of them happen to be tmeim and some of them happen to be tohirim, the bad guys don't spoil it for the good guys. The tmeim are tmeim, the tohirim are tohirim. Ah. Same thing that got me now, Arelim and Mulim. If I have a club of Arelim and Mulim, the Mulim are allowed to eat, even though the Arelim are not allowed to eat. Oh, so that's the Rai of the Braisa. The Braisa is not focusing on Tumas Gavri, we're focusing on Tumas Basar. And we're saying that just like by the Basar, part that's possible is possible, it becomes Tomei, possible. Yeah. Same thing, Arelim, those are apostle, apostle. So you're saying that the Braisa is talking about Tumas Basar. Aim a Sefer. Let's continue on in the Sefer Vayta. And the second part of the Sefer was, maybe we should compare it to Hilchos Pigul, that we said by Pigul, if a person has a machshava to eat just one kizayis out of 500 kizayisim, this carbon becomes totally pigul. There's those other 499, that's the halacha. As long as you have in mind to eat chutz lizmanoi, one kizayis of this entire carbon, the whole carbon becomes pickle. And then the Gemara said, oh, if that's the case, then say our areilim should be just like that. That even just one out of 50, one out of 100 menuyim is an arel. Maybe it should spoil it for everybody. Just like the pickle, one kizayis spoils it for the whole carbon. And then the Gemara said, "Ein masefer, donen dover she'ein noyig b'chol hazvachim, yidover she'ein noyig b'chol hazvachim, val yichich zman she'noyig b'chol hazvachim." The Braisa was saying, "What should I compare our Arelim case to? Should I compare it to the Tumah case, or should I compare it to the Pigul case?" And the Gemara says, "It's more logical that I should go and have a real nice parallel when the two are in the same club." What do you mean in the same club? The Arel and the Tamei, these are halachas which only apply by Korban Pesach. Why is Orel v'Tamei only applied by Korban Pesach? Because by Korban Pesach, Orel v'Tamei cannot send their karbonis. All other zvachim, if you skip ahead 5 or 6 or 7 lines, you see where there's a gimel, says, the ilu b'chol ha'zvachim, Orel v'Tamei mishalchim karbonis seyem. The Orel v'Tamei in the same club together, they can go and send their karbonis to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash. They themselves cannot go into the Beis HaMikdash, but they can go and send their karbonis. But by Pesach, Orel v'Tamei, they cannot bring karbonis through a shliach because they cannot eat from the karbon. Ishlati achlai. Both of them are possible from eating. And therefore, you cannot have to chuisu ala say, you cannot shech the karbon Pesach for them. So said the Gemara, that the halach of Tamei v'Orel, that is a specific carbon Pesach halach. The din of pigul is b'chol ha'teirah kula. Any carbon that you have, all 5, 10 kabbonis that there are, whether it's an oilu, whether it's a shlomim, whether it's a osha, machatas, a bechor, mas, a pesach, anything, the halach of pigul applies across the board. It does look to Yitzimara. Memayu kimti, you said stein, the bright tumba betumas bossa, ima sefer. What does it say in the sefer? I want to know, should I learn orla from tumma? Or should I learn Orla from Pigul? If I learn Orla from Tumah, I will come out that it will be a kosher carbon. If I'm learning Orla from Pigul, it will be a non-kosher carbon. Says the Braisa, go and learn Orla from Tumah, because both of them are Pesach specific. Val yichich zman, don't learn from zman. Zman meaning pigul. Shenayim bechol hazvachim. That's across the board. Now umay tumah. So when it says now in the Braisa that usage that it says I'm done and dovish in loy bechol hazvachim, that orel and tumah are only Pesach halachis, my tumah, which tumah you're talking about? Inema tumas basar, amay inenoy b'chalas vachem. The din of tumah, just like pickle, across the board, all karbanos. Ela pshita b'tumas gavri, umay inenoy b'chalas vachem, which we just quoted a moment ago. Dila b'chalas vachem, oral v'tam b'shalchem karbanos sayem. The tumah cannot go and eat now because he's tumah, but he's going to go to the mikveh and he's now going to be a tful yoyim, and at night he'll be harif shamish, he'll be able to go and eat. And an oral, whether or not he can go and eat from the carbon, but it'll still be a kosher carbon because other people can go and eat from it. And therefore, Mishalchim Karbanei Seyem. Masha'en Kevilu Bepesach, Mishalchim Pesachayim. Because it's not a question of Shlichus going and sending it. They cannot eat. They're disqualified totally. They're off. That being the case, says the Gemara, are you telling me Reisha Betumas Basar? The beginning of the Braisa, when we're trying to develop a nice parallel, we're learning Karban Pesach, Arla, from Tumas Basar. We can't say we're learning from Tumas Gavri, because we're learning Tumas Gavri, the same Mishnah that told us that Tumayim and Tehoyrim is kosher, that same Mishnah says in the same breath that Arelim and Mulim are kosher. So that part of the Braisa must be talking about Tumas Basar. And what means Mixus and Kuloi means that part of the carbon is Tumay, but the rest of it is kosher. So if part of the Menuyim happened to be Arelim, big deal. The rest are kosher, because the rest happened to be Mulim. Aha. Uh-huh. So the Reish is Tumah Tumas Basar. The Seifa is Tumah Tumas Gavri, like we just said now. I'd rather go and learn from Tumah, rather than learning from Pigel, because Tumah is only a Pesach Dikadin, as opposed to Pigel, which is a Kolatera Kula generic din. So does that make sense that we're changing channels so quickly from Tumas Basar to Tumas Gavri? The bottom line is, I'm learning from Arla, from Tumah, so within Tumah, I'm learning from two different clubs in Tumah. I'm learning from Tumas Gavri, I'm learning from Tumas Basa. But they're all Tumah, and therefore they're sufficiently related that it makes more sense to go and learn Orel from Tumas Basar than to learn from
Pigel.
From Pigel, because within the Parsha of Tumah, there are other halachas of Tumah, not Tumas Basar, but Tumas Gavri, which are only Pesach Dikadinim, so that makes sense. Learn Orla from Tumah. Of course, there's a bissel a doichik pshat, but that's what the Gemara says. V'boy yisayim have another pshat. Say v'nami b'tumas basar. Really? How could that be? Tumas basar implies across the board. All kabbalas. Umay eno noy b'chalas vachem. Dila b'chalas vachem ben shen nitma chelev u'basar kayim. Ben shen nitma basar v'chelev kayim zoyrik es hadam. What happens? We have a situation, we shechted the carbon, the shechita was done perfectly, everything is givaldic, and now comes along a dead sheretz. I'm not sure how he came along, but the dead sheretz came and touched half of the carbon. Either it touched all of the chelev, the emurim that would go on in the speyach, or it touched all of the basar. Says the Gemara, b'chol ezvachem, I will do the Zrikas Adam because the Zrikas Adam will be a matir. It will either be matir, the Basar Lachila, and the Chalev, unfortunately, will be possible, will have to burn it. Or it'll be matir, the Chalev, to put on the Mizbeach, will have Achila's Mizbeach, even though we won't be able to eat the Basar because that's possible. Oh. Vilu b'Pesach, Nitma Chalev u'Basar Kaim, Zrikas Adam. If the chela became tummy, no problem. Because as long as the basar is still available, the ikka by the karm pesach is to eat the karm pesach. However, nitma basar, if the basar became tummy, nobody can eat it. The chela of kayim, in the zirik sadam, we don't do the zrikas adam at all. Why don't we do the zrikas adam at all? Because there's no possibility of eating the karm. Even though I can put the chela on the mizbeach, mazel tov. But the poor purpose of karm pesach is for people to eat. They can't eat it any zirik zadam. Ah, so in that sense, tumah is special only to Karban Pesach. So when the Braisa says that I rather learn orla from tumah because orla and tumah are specific Pesach halachas as opposed to pigel, which is across the board all karbanos. What do you mean? Tumah's basar is only by Karban Pesach? Yes, there is one major detail in Tumah's basar by Karban Pesach which does not apply to any other karbanos. And that is, if the basar became totally tummy, entire basar became tummy, by all other karbanos, as long as the chelim is still around to put on the mizbeach, keep on going, do a zrika, and the carbon is going to be beautiful carbon, and you'll be yoytze, and the Baal doesn't have to bring a new carbon, because you had the chalif on the mizbech. I v'achlo yisam ha-shekupa behem, that the kaharim should go and eat. That's not ma'akiv, that's l'mitzvah. And so therefore, bottom line is, will be yoytze his carbon. However, the gabi karm pesach, if the bosom becomes tameh, that's it, it's curtains. This carbon is totally worthless. Now you gotta go and burn it. It's a bosom. Oh, so this is a special Pesach halacha. So I want to learn all of the karm Pesach with Gabi Tumas Basar. Beautiful text.
In that case, when the basar is tameh and the balam cannot eat it, have they failed to observe? And they, we had a zrika. We had a zrika. Did the balam fail to observe
karm Pesach? Are you talking about? You mean they did a zrika by accident because they shouldn't have done the zrika? Ain't a zrika.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. So they did this. They did the zrika. The coin didn't know. The coin didn't know that there was the basar became tameh.
And okay. He did his rika. And after we realized, you better schnell bring a new carbon Pesach, because he wasn't yoytze with this carbon Pesach. Is my who came to Tumas Basar. Okay, so the whole price is talking about Tumas Basar. Okay, Ema Sefer, let's continue on. Don Dovish Lay Hutta Mechloli, Medovish Lay Hutta Mechloli, Valtechiach Tumma Shari Hutta Mechloli. When the price continued, should I learn Orla from Tumma, or should I learn Orla from Pekla? So the Sefer, the price said, you know what? I think it's safer to go and learn Orla from Pickle, because they have one thing in common. What one thing do they have in common? There is no heter at all to the din of Pickle, and there's no heter at all vis-a-vis the Orla Gabi Pesach. Rather than to learn a Dovish Hutter Loi Hutter, Midovish Loi Hutter, meaning let's learn Orla that there is no heter, the Orals and Orals and Oral is no heter whatsoever, no exceptions to the rule, Gabi Hilkos Pesach. And by Pigol, if the thing became Pigol, there's no exception to the rule. But don't bring a right from Tumah, Shari Hutter Machlola, because by Tumah there is a heter. Where's the heter? Tumah Hutter Betzibur. So therefore it's different than Orla. So if I'd rather learn Orla from Pigol than rather learning Orla from Tumah. Now again, B'mai, where do we find the din of Tumah Hutra B'tzibur? Ilema B'tumah's Basar, that the Basar of the carbon became Tameh. Hey, Chutra, where do we find? There's no Heter if the Basar becomes Tameh. If it's Tameh, you got to bring a new one. What's the Hutra Mechal? Ela Pshita B'tumah's Gavri. That's talking about people. The Hey, Chutra Mechal B'tzibur. Where was that? We all know that if Roiv Tzibur, Gan Tzibur became Tamei, then they're not Nidcha LePesach Sheni, but they're all going to go and bring their carbon, the first carbon Pesach.
And they eat it.
And they're going to eat it, exactly. They Chotim Mechalev Tzibur. So they says Yimara, if that's the case, we go back to the same question again. Reisha, everything that we've said until now is B'tumas Basa. And the very safer, we were saying, I'd rather learn it from Pigal rather than learning it from Tumah. Why? Because there's a special Hutra Mechlola, same with Tumas Gavri. How can you go and switch gears again from Tumas Basa to Tumas Gavri? Says Yimara, and yeah, shame Tumah Kapara. Like the Yimara said back in the Omer Aleph, the bottom line is the lowest common denominator is a Tumah. Sure. It's talking about Tumah's boss, it's talking about Tumah's Gavri. But you see, in the parish of Tumah, it's different than Orla, because by Orla there are no exceptions. In the parish of Tumah, there is an exception. Mashenke and the Gabi Pigal, also no exceptions. So rather go and learn the din of Orla from the din of Pigal. The Ibayi Seidma, Kula B'Tumah's Basar. Even this final case is also Tumah's Basar. The Hechahutra, where would you find the Heter? B'Tumah's Pesach. What do you mean by Tumas Pesach? That now we learned in the Mishnah Pesach Abba Betuma Nechal Betuma Shleibom Netchilosay Elul Yachkilo. What does this mean? A Pesach Abba Betuma means that Roiv or Kant Klal Yisrael unfortunately Atmei. They go and bring the Karbonos. The Karbonos might be Tehoirim, but guess what? As soon as he's going to start eating it, he's going to go and touch the meat. He's going to go and metame it. So, are you allowed to go and eat now the Korban Pesach where the basar is tame? And the answer is yes. Why? Because it's already a Pesach Baba Tumah. All the guys are tame anyway. So, Nechel Batumah, you're allowed to eat the Tumah's basar. The whole purpose of Korban Pesach is to go and eat it. So, don't go and tell me, Tumah Hutra Metzibur, everybody are tameim, they'll bring their kabanis. But don't eat, because once you touch the carbon, it's going to become tame. That doesn't make sense. Elamai B'Tumah's Basar is also Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. So I don't have to come on to from Tumah's Basar to Tumah's Gavri. Everything is talking about Tumah's Basar from beginning to end. And with this, we have concluded the discussion about yesterday's Braisa. Why did the Braisa assume for for all purposes, it must be that if you have mitzas, tumah is kosher. And we thought what it means, mitzas tumah is kosher, meaning that you are shechting for tumeim and for tohirim together. And we learned from our Mishnah that as long as some of them are tohar, then it's okay, you're allowed to go and shecht. But Gabi Orla, we ask, how could that be? Orla, Arelim together with Mulim. Now how can you go and shecht? What do you mean? It's the very same Mishnah. The same Mishnah says in the same breath, in the same line, in the same sentence, that you can go and mix and match Arelim and Mulim and tumeim and tohirim. I had to go and say it's not talking about Tumas Gavri, but Tumas Basar. And then we went through all the other cases and we were able to come out that they're all Tumas Basar. A beautiful limud. And now we go back to our original.
So they had that Tana of the Brisa had our Mishnah, so it was just a different case.
Exactly right. Okay. Oh, so getting back to Brother Shai's question, Avada the Tana of our Mishnah, he knew the Mishnah. What he's really asking is the Makoyer of the Mishnah. How do I know, Taka, that we have Tameim and Tahoyim together, or Mulim, sorry, Mulim and Arelim together, that the Arelim don't spoil it for the Mulim? So you're going to tell me, well, I have a Mishnah. Shkoyach. But how did the Mishnah know it? Oh, you're going to tell me, well, the Mishnah says. Where does the Mishnah take it from? Well, I'll tell you where it takes it from. Because we're going to learn it from the din of Tumas Basar, not from Tumas Kavri. Tumas Basar is not in the Mishnah. And just like by Tumas Basar, part of a carbon can be Tohar, and part of it can be Tameh. So Arelim, some of them can be Arelim, and some can be Mulim, and that's also good. And we learn it from the din of Tumas Basar, not from the din of Tumas Kavri. Okay. Zokti Moravaita. Mosiv Rav Huna Bredu Yeshua, a Pesach she'ovish nasoi ushchotoi bizmanoi lishmoi. V'chein ha'shoichet achirim l'shem Pesach bizmanoi. What are we talking about over here? We're starting off with a Korban Pesach she'ovish nasoi. Ovish nasoi is the Torah says about the Korban Pesach that it's got to be ze ben shnosoi to Vienna. It's got to be less than a year old. Once it passes that year, it's already celebrated its first birthday, it's possible. That's a special din. The Torah, Korban Pesach has to be less than a year old. So what happens if I was mafresh my Korban Pesach? At the time I was mafresh it was fine. It was less than a year old. As a youngster. But guess what happened? By the time it reached Pesach, it was already an oldster. It was already older than one. It's now possible. What happens to such a Korban? So we didn't learn about it until now, but in Yetzir Shem on Daf Ayin, another week, we're going to learn that a Korban Pesach, which is Ovr Shenosai, automatically gets either upgraded or downgraded or sidegraded, and now it becomes a Korban Shlamim. If you want to take a quick look at the Rashi, the fourth line, She'ovre Shenosai, Shenoi V'nishtakid, Koinim Shchodesh Nissen, yeah, it was born in time, that was fine, V'frish L'Shem Pesach, however, Chimotor Shchodesh Nissen, V'ovre Shenosai, oh, it's now older than a year, Sulechaz V'Pesach, the Siv Zohar Ben Shana, it's got to be Ben Shana. What happens now, it's automatically, the Koi L'Shlamim, now it gets changed in its character. It's no longer called the Korban Pesach. Now it's called Korban Shlamim. Kilafinim pekel lekamadim yichem dafayin pesim shari moise shana shlamu has the din of shlamim. Okay, very good. So now let's get back to the brayso that we're talking about. Mosav hunu b'rei Yeshua Pesach she'ovre shenosei, which is now called a shlam. Ushchotim bizmanoi and I shechted it bizmanoi, meaning on erev Pesach, and I shechted it. Lishmoy. Lishmoy means Lishem Korban Pesach. So it's a Shlomim that I'm shechting Lishem Korban Pesach on Erev Yontif. V'chein, or a much simpler case. I shechet achedim Lishem Pesach. I just took any Korban. For instance, I took a regular Korban Shlomim. I had already been Makdish of a Korban Shlomim. I had intended bringing it for a Korban Shlomim. I brought it for a Korban Shlomim. And then the Shoichet says, oh, this looks great for a Korban Pesach. And he makes it for a Korban Pesach. See, Shoichet Achem Lashem Pesach. Bizmane again on Erev Pesach. What's going to be the difference? Rebbe Lezer Pois of Rebbe Shua Machsher. Rebbe Lezer says it's possible. And Rebbe Shua says that it is kosher. Now, what's the Svara of Rabbi Yeshua that it's kosher, because that's the first Mishnah in Masechet Zvachim. Kol hazvachim shenizbechu shaloi lishmon ksheirin.
Fine. Pesach,
he wasn't yoitz. He's going to have to bring another one.
Right.
But it's a kosher carbon.
It's over your
own.
Which means you continue with the Zrika Saddam and you could continue putting the Eimer on the Mizbeach. It's a kosher carbon.
It's Machsher. You don't want Machsher.
It's kosher.
After Pesach, it's Machsher for a Shlomo.
In fact, even if you look, Rashi quotes it. Rabbi Shua, Rashi parallel to our Gemara, Rabbi Shua Machshir, the Chol Ezvachem Shnizchul Shloy Lishmon Ksheirim, Chutz except for Pesach v'Chatas. Ah, see, here we're talking about Karban Pesach. Yes, Shkoyach. If you started off with a Karban Pesach and you were Mishana and you had in mind from a Karban Pesach for a Shlomim L'Moshel, that's not good. That was the Mishnah we had before. Where did we have the Mishnah? The Mishnah said, if you go and check the Karban Pesach, back on Nun Tesamid Pesach, Pesach Sheshchotoy Shaloi Lishmoy, or Kibel, or Halach, or Zorak Shaloi Lishmoy, or Lishmoy Mishaloi Lishmoy, it's all possible. You shechted the Karban Pesach, you went and you changed, Shinui Koidish, it's possible. And that's the din of all other Zvachim Shinui Koidish is kosher. But it's kosher. Chutz mi Pesach v'chatzis. Here we're not talking about being Mishana the Pesach for a Shlomim, we're talking about being Mishana the Shlomim for a Pesach. Oh, the question is, when the Mishnah said in Masechta Zvachim that Chutz mi Pesach v'chatzis, does it go in both ways or only when you start off with a Pesach? Everybody is moided if you start off with a Karban Pesach, and on Erev Pesach you had in mind from a Pesach for a Shlomim or for some other Karban, possible. That's the face of the Mishnah. Question is, Bung Faket! If I had in mind from a Shlomim for a Karban Pesach on Erev Yontif, what happens now? That's Machlokes Reb Lezer and Reb Yishua. Reb Lezer, Poisel, Reb Yishua, Machshir. Why tak is Reb Lezer Poisel? Because Reb Lezer Poisel, because he holds a distin of Chutz Pesach, is Faket also. Not only a Pesach Lishum Shlomim is possible, but even Shlomim Lishum Pesach is possible. And Rashi brings something more in Tzvachim, mit Tzvoris, mit Kal Vachoymis, Ayin Shon. But getting back to our Gemara now. It's time with the Bizmani. That's tafi because it's Bizmani means on Erev Pesach. But that's the lotion of this price. Pesach v'shonos, Pesach v'bizmanoi, on Erev Pesach, lishmoi. V'chein yishoy chachem v'shem Pesach, bizmanoi, that's the machloikis. Reb Lezer is possible, v'shem machshi. Now we're focusing on Reb Lezer that says it's poisel. Tamid de bizmanoi. It's only because it's Erev Pesach, that's why he says it's possible. Hashloi bizmanoi, what would happen if I bring a shlomim today on Tes Shvat, and I say that I'm bringing the shlomim not for shlomim but for Karban Pesach, I would say it's kosher. Now why would I say it's kosher? Famai neimahoyil ubizmanoi poisel shloim bizmanoi nami poisel. In other words, the Gemara is asking a kasha back on Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says we do say hoyil. When do we say hoyil?
L'chumra.
Where, from the case of Orla for Mulim, he could be mal himself, even though now he's not in the club of Bar Kapar, but he could. That's really enough hoyil. So over here too, what's the hoyil? The hoyil is, you're telling me that Shaloi Bizmanoi is kosher. But hoyil, he could have brought it Bizmanoi. And in fact, Toisis adds, if you look at the Toisis on the right hand side, the third Toisis, Leim Hoyil Bizmanoi Pasul, Pirish, today on Tes Shabbat, Yochel Hamtin Adzmanai. Why do I have to go and bring a shlomim l'shem Karban Pesach to do today on Friday Teshvat the apostle? I can always wait until Zmanai, meaning on Erev Pesach, and then it would be within the Karban Pesach time. That's the time you bring a Karban Pesach. So Ibazoi, why do I say if I bring it today on Teshvat it's kosher? Why don't I say according to Rebbe Lezer, but according to Rav Chisda on the Omer Aleph, that you do say Hoyel Lehachmir, I should go and say that even Shaloi Bizmanoi is posel. For my name, Hoyel Bizmanoi posel. Shaloi Bizmanoi should be Nami posel. So this Moshe that the Gemara is asking back on that original Machloikis Rav Chisda and Rabba, the Kash is on Rav Chisda that says Hoyel Lehachmir. The say over here, Hoyel also Lehachmir. Hoyel that I could have brought it on Erev Pesach would be possible. When I bring it today on Teshvat, it should also be possible. Amra Papashani Hasim. The reason why we don't say Hoyel in this case is Damakar have a special pasuk. V'amartem Zevach Pesach Hu. Now what do I need that Hu for? V'amartem Zevach Pesach. The word Hu is Ibrik, comes to tell you Hu V'hav Yosei. V'hav Yosei means it's got to be a classic, perfect Karban Pesach. Loi Hu L'shem Acherim V'loi Acherim L'shmoi. This is Reb Lezer speaking, and Reb Lezer says, just like a Karban Pesach for another Karban, like for a Shlomim, is posel, same thing, Le'acherim Mishmoi, same thing as you bring a Shlomim for a Karban Pesach is posel. Continues Reb Lezer. Continues Reb Papa. Bizman Eishu Pasul Lishemachedim on Erev Pesach. Where, if you have in mind from a Pesach for a Shlomim, that was the Mishnah we had in Nun Tesamid Beis. Shloim Eshmoy Pasul Achedim Psulim. The same thing is Achedim Psulim Lishmoy. Will all to be the same din. Bizman Eishu Pasul Lishemachedim Achedim Psulim Lishmoy. In other words, it's a mirror image. It's
two-way street.
Oh, it does say. A Pesach l'shem Achedim is possible bizmanai. Achedim l'shem Karim Pesach is also possible bizmanai. However, shaloi bizmanai, on Teshvat, today, shu kosher l'shem Achedim, if you had in mind today to bring a Karim Pesach, and you said, but I'm going to go and bring it for Shlomim, that we said, remember yesterday, that that's okay, because you can't bring a Karim Pesach on Teshvat. So you have in mind for Shlomim, it's going to be perfect. Achedim k'shem l'shmai. Oh, so if you brought a Karim Shlomim today, and you said, I have in mind for Karim Pesach, even though Karim Pesach is not Shaykh today, but again, you have that same mirror image, same two-way street. Just like Bizmanoi, both pasul. Pesach l'shem Shlomim is possible. Shlomim l'shem Pesach is possible. Shaloi bizmanai, like today. Just like a Karim Pesach l'shem Shlomim is kosher, a Shlomim l'shem Karim Pesach is kosher. And with this we answered our kasha. Why don't they say hoyl? Well, the chadach ha-posik, who? That who tells you? Don't think about hoyls. Bav yosa yehei. It works both ways. Karim Pesach and Shlomim, etc.
I'm bothered by, in the Braisa, Pesach over Shnoso, v'shchatu bizmanu l'shmo, that Pesach is, and then the Chayna Shocher Acherim L'Shem Pesach.
Yeah.
If the Shocher Acherim L'Shem Pesach, that's a much easier case, because there you could wait till from 2 months and do it. But if it's over Shnosa...
We take Shocher Acherim means it's also a Shlom. So a Shlom you can't go and bring on Erev Pesach for a Karim Pesach. Both the case of Pesach over Shnosa, that is... originally, in its origins, it was a Pesach, but now it's a Shlom. Rechein HaShoich Rechein is talking about that.
But it's both our Shlomims. One is its origin as a Pesach, and one is a Shlomim that came from Chulin.
Exactly, okay. Right. Okay. So you're wondering, why do we just give the second case?
Exactly, because it
wants to go and tell you the Chiddush, both Reb Lezer and Reb Yeshua. You shouldn't go and say, maybe it's only Shoich Rechein, because they didn't have the Shaychus to call Pesach at all. But Pesach, when you had the Shaychus, it was originally for Pesach, although you're not supposed to do it, but the if you did it, maybe you should be kosher. Exactly, so therefore, I might have
thought. Showing you the strength of both sides.
Exactly. Good. And from here to the bottom of the Amid, although it's going to be related to us, but we're going to get an Ashtikla Gadita, so it makes it a little bit simpler. Zoti Mara, Reb Simloi, Osalakami, Reb Yoichanan. Reb Simloi comes in front of Reb Yoichanan. Amalei, Nisni, Li, Mar, Sefer Yochsen. I'd like to learn with you the Sefer Yochsen. Now, what is Sefer Yochsen? We're not talking about Josephus Flavius. We're talking about over here. We're talking about Sefer Yochsen, says Rashi, which is a Medrash on Divrei Hayom. In other words, Divrei Hayom, which is, as you know, the last of the Kisvei HaKodesh of Tanakh. On Divrei Hayom, there's a special Medrash, a special Mishnah, a special Gemara, which is called Sefer Yochsen. I'd like to learn the Sefer Yochsen. The reason I got Sefer Yochsen, because anybody who's ever gone through Divrei Hayom knows, Divrei Hayom talks about the Yichus of the various Mishpachas and Klayus, all the Shvatim and the later generation, etc. He wants to learn it. This is what Reb Simloi asked. Amalei Mehechanat, where do you come from, Reb Simloi? Amalei Milud, I was born in Lud. Behechan Mois, where do you live now? B'ner Do. Amalei, Sir Reb Yochanan said to him, Ein Nidoinen, which means we don't learn Sefer Yochsen, Loi Leludim Loi Nerdoim. We have such a policy, we don't teach either the Ludim or Nerdoim. Now why did he say something like that? So Rashi says, Tu Pshatim. Pshat number one, says Rashi, is Litchuya Ichavin. In other words, he wanted to go and push him aside. I don't want to let Sefer Yochsen.
Where are you from? 91st Street. I'm sorry, I don't blame people from 91st Street. Exactly. In Brooklyn, we don't do that. Exactly. I have a policy. Yeah, that's a policy decision. So that's first.
Second shot, says Rashi, is the people that come from Luda, from Nedo, unfortunately, are not Miuchasim. There's all types of clouds vis-a-vis their Yichus. So therefore, to go and learn with them Sefer Yochsen was kind of inappropriate, because the whole purpose of Sefer Yochsen is to establish firm Yichus and old Mishpachas, and unfortunately, are not Mishpachas Miuchasim. Anyway, the Goldskin, and now Rabbi Yochanan really gives him a zinger. To Atni Luda, Moisel Ben Adah. You have both malice. We say, Ein Nedoy, Nedoy, Luda, Ben Adah. I mean, you're both a Ludi and a Nedoy. So forget about it. I'm not going to live with you. Anyway, Reb Simloi did not take no for an answer. Kafya, he forced him, he pushed him, he pressed him. Finally, Rabbi Yochanan says, okay, you know, you lost my chnishnuch, you don't give me any manucha. Fine. And then Reb Sibloy said, I'm not going to take up your time. I'd like to finish this whole Sefer Yochsin in 3 months. And now Reb Yochanan got a little agitated. Shokul Kola Pasik Bey. He took a clump of earth and he threw it in the direction of Reb Sibloy in a kind of a friendly gesture to say, come on, give me a break. You nuts, 3 months? Amalei, umabruria, the famous Bruria that we've had in the Gemara before, the Bisseder Meir, she was the wife of Rameh, Barati de Bechanina Bechanani ben Trajoy, one of the Asar Ruchi Malkus. This time it says about her, Tlas Meir Shmaitza, she learned 300 Shmaitzes. In other words, Divrei Torah in the Gemara, in this Medrash, on of Sefer Yochsin on Divrei Hayamim, B'yoyma, every day, 300 Shemaitzes, Megimu Meir Avvisa, from 300 Rebbes, doesn't mean that she went around from yeshiva to yeshiva, just walking around would probably take forever, but just means that 300 members from 300 different Rabbanim, this is from Mayim, this is from Ravan, this is from Rapapa, this is from Chisa.
It's not Guzmada, doesn't it?
Yes, it does, and we're not even finished with the Guzmada yet. V'afilu hachi lo yotaza yedei chayvasa betlashnin. For 3 years straight, 365 days a year, so tcharangetif narangalate, 300 shmaitis from 300 separate rebbes in 3 years. And she wasn't able to finish the whole Sefer Yochsin. V'yat amas betlasi yarchi. In 3 months, come on, give me a break. Anyway, so as they are walking in or walking out, Kishakal v'yazal, Amalei, Rebbe, you know, Reb Simloy now changed the subject. He said, let's not talk about Sefer Yochsin. Let me ask you another question. Ma bein l'shmoy v'shloy l'shmoy, li'oichav l'shoy l'shloy l'yoichav. And that's how we get into the sugya, because now we are comparing two different mishnayos. And the mishnah back in daf nun tes amid beis, it said if a person had a machshava of lishmoy v'shaloy lishmoy, this carbon pesach we're bringing both for carbon pesach and for a carbon shlomim, we said it's possible. Yet we said in the Mishnah yesterday that if we have in mind the oichav v'shaloy v'oichav, people that are able to eat together with people that are not able to eat because they're unfortunately sickly or they're frail and old, we said that it's kosher. Why here if it's mixed together lishmoy v'shaloy lishmoy possible, and here oichav v'shaloy v'oichav discussion? Amalei, so now Rabbi Yochanan for the first time gives him a shtickle compliment. He says, "Hoy v'tzur merbananat, since I see you're a Talmud Chacham, you're asking tzedusach, tomei melach, so let me go and explain to you. I don't want to learn Sefer Yochsin with you, but I'm happy to explain the two Mishnais. Lishmoy v'shaloy lishmoy psula begufoy. Now from here till the end of this discussion, Rabbi Yochanan is going to tell him four malois that one has over the other, so that's why here it's pasul and here it's kosher. What are the four malas? Number one, lishmoy v'shaloy lishmoy psula begufoy. Here you're talking about the carbon itself. What's the carbon itself? You're switching it for carbon pesach to carbon shlam. La'oich v'shaloy la'oich lav ein psula begufoy. Here you're talking about the eaters. You're not, what does Barry always say?
It's the gavra, not the chefza.
The gavra, not the chefza. We're not talking about the chefza of the carbon. The chefza of the carbon remains totally the same. It's the gavra that is changing over here. So psul begufay, possul. You talk about the eaters, as long as there's some kosher eaters, ain't psul begufay, it's kosher. But it makes a lot of sense. That's difference number one. Number two, lishmoy v'shloy lishmoy i'efshir levarer isuroi. Oich v'shloy le'oich lev. When you look at this carbon, if the Kohen has in mind, or the Shoichet has in mind, b'shas ha-shchita, v'shmoy v'shloy v'shmoy, if he says it with his dibor, if he says it, okay, you hear him. If he has a machshava, you can ask him. But look at the behema. Can you tell the difference with this behema? If you look at the behema and say, hey, di behema di, are you a karm pesach, are you a karm shlamim? Guess what? He's not going to go and respond. And there's no way you can go and prove it one way or the other. Except, of course, the Kohen is, or the Shoichet is moidim misvad if he confesses. But other than that, there is no other evidence. There it's very, very simple. Go and see whether the guy, look at the person. Does he look frail, 119 years old? Is he in the IC unit in the hospital or not? So you can easily find out whether he can eat or can't eat. So that's chalik number two. Like we've said already in the past, that this din of shinoi koidish applies across the board. All four. Shchita, Kabbalah Saddam, Hailocha Saddam, and Zerika Saddam. That's only over here. Special carbon pesachin. Eshlefi achloi tochoisu ala said the chois is a lush and chois is a lush and of shchita. Only by shchita. And number four, lishma v'shlo lishma yesh na betzibur kim biyachid. This applies to all karbanis, even a carbon tzibur. Lishma v'shlo in a betzibur kim biyachid, because only applies to carbon pesach b'lvad. Truth of the matter is, the Gemara didn't have to go and say the chilek between tzibur and yachid. The Gemara could talk about generically lishmoy v'lishmoy, the din of shinoi kodesh applies across the board to all kabbanis. Some kabbanis will be kosher, some of them will be pasul, but it applies everywhere. The din of leich v'shloi leich, this only applies the carbon pesach. So why did Mori say yesh no betzibur kibi yachid? So it's not my kash. If you look at the toises directly two lines earlier above us, lishmoy v'shloi lishmoy yesh betzibur temelari, my ira din of betzibur temelari, that's a little yachid, ain't it like pesach great, it's a din of carbon pesach, and this is anyway, so bottom line is we have four differences, and that's why Shloi Leichlov Talocha is that it's possible, and I'm sorry, Shloi Leishmoy Shloi Leishmoy is possible, and Shloi Leichlov is kosher. Good. Ravashi Yom Psul Beguf of Yef Shlevari Suri Chodem Milzi. That that you made four is really only three, because Psul Beguf and Yef Shlevari Suri, it's really two sides of the same coin. The Ma Tam Omer Psula bin Gufay. What's the reason why you're saying it's Psula in the Guf? The Shlomim together with the Pesach is in the same Guf. Because you can't uproot it. There's no way of separating it. I can't be Mavar the Isser. Is it a Shlom? Is it a Pesach? You look at the Behemah. The Behemah can't tell one way or the other. Mash Enkin the Gabi the Din of that it's not be Gufay, but rather it's a separate halacha, like the case of the oichlin, which has nothing to do with the carbon. Oh, so there, there's both oichlin shoyl oichlav, and you can mavar who are the oichlin, not the oichlin. So those two are basically the same. So don't make as if you have differences; they're really the same. Good. So three chilukim instead of four chilukim. Now we return back to our sefer yachsin. I hope you haven't forgotten about that. Omrami barav Yuda omrav. Miyoyim sheningna sefer yachsin toshash koichon shel chachamim v'keyor mioyer einayim. Ever since we lost the sefer yachsin, in other words, we unfortunately no longer have those midrashim on sefer yachsin on divrei yamim. Toshash koichon shel chachamim. Unfortunately, we've lost that whole body of Torah, and therefore never the koich chacham has gone down, v'keyor mioyer einayim, and their vision has dimmed. Omer Mar Zutra, Bein Otzel Li Otzel, Te'inu Dalid Meya Gamli Didrasha. What is this all about? So now there are two psukim which are not back to back. They're perik to perik. Which psukim are those? We have two and three. And your Gemara is maybe Beis and Gimel. What are the two and three? You'll see in number two, Uli Otzel Shisha Banim. Otzel had six sons, Ve'ele Shmoysam, Azrikim, Bechoichro, Shmoel, Sharia, etc., etc. Where is all of that? That's in Divrei Yomim Aleph, Ches, Lamed Ches. Now fast forward into the next capital, when you're going to get to Aleph Tes Mem Dalid, that's number three. Uli Otzel Shisha Banim, Otzel had six sons, Ve'ele Shmoysam, Azrikim, etc. The Psukim are virtually identical. They're not totally identical. In which way are they different? For instance, the first pasuk. Oh, says Reb Simcha, the first pasuk ends up Kol Eile B'nei Otzel. Second pasuk says Eile B'nei Otzel. Okay. Anyway, what's the distance between number two and number three? The first pasuk and the second pasuk. Yeah. Just one parak in between. And this is pasuk Lamed Ches. This pasuk Mem Dalet. Okay. Six pasukim later. Fine. Yach Tachdo Di Gemara. When the Sefer Yochsen was around, to Inu, they had 400 gemalim, 400 camels. You can fill up all the freight on the backs of these camels, droshes, just in that one perek alone, from the pasuk of the first Otzel to the pasuk of the second Otzel. Meaning, you can just imagine how much Torah there must have been in Divrei Yom from beginning of Divrei Yom till the end of Divrei Yom if in just one parak you had to fill up the backs of 400 gemal. And once again, of course, this is a little bit of a guzma, but the point is, there was a huge amount of Torah. Unfortunately, all of that was lost, and that's why the Gemara says, Tosha Koichon Shel Chachamim, Tekeyom Mi'or Eneim. And with that, we've concluded this whole story with Rav Samloi and Rabbi Yochanan, the Masim at Sefer Yochsin. And Mi'achim, tomorrow night, we're going to give the shir for Shabbos Koinish. Tomorrow night at 9:30, you're all cordially invited. We're going to start from Tanya Chedem Moimrim. Have a wonderful Shabbos, a Friday, and Lechtigen Shabbos. Pleasure to learn with all of you. All the very, very best.